Brian, what's going on? It is Lost Zane recording Freeview time. But first, again, I am back in Facebook jail. I'm back in a Facebook jail. This time, 30 days. I told you, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. So, full explanation. On the Monday, September 13, Eric Zane Show, free audio podcast. Or live on Twitter, a Periscope video, or YouTube. Just search me. You can't miss it. Follow me on YouTube. Just search Eric Zane Show. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification. That way you know when I go live. Or on Twitter, at Eric Zane Show. Follow me there. Now, I'll just tell you this. I do have a plan. I do have Facebook is history. It's ancient history. I mean, I'm not like saying I'm never going to be on Facebook again, but I have plans. I have already taken steps to put something even better in place. I will never ever be without a plan. But anyway, enough about that. You can get that, and not a ton of people watch it live, frankly. There are some people that think, oh, God, man, nobody's watching. That means it sucks. Eh, whatever. I put that out there for the people who like to participate in the moment. That's the point of that. So if you enjoy the show live, you can get it starting on Monday, the 13th of September, on Twitter and YouTube, and plan on that for the next month. 30 days in the hole. Ooh. 30 days in the hole. Okay, enough singing. This Freeview of the Eric Zane Show Lost Zane Recordings is just like one segment of it, and I really like this one. It's listed by Pellerito as a classic clip from some high school football kid locally who said something just absurd on a like post-game interview or something like that. Pellerito says, because he makes the show notes for me, that this has probably the most outrageous example of Julius's laugh ever. It says right there, Coach Bill Uzelak from Benton Harbor, star player worried the coach might think he's doing something. Followed by best laugh from Julius ever. So I'm giving this to you on the Freeview to let you know what type of fun is available on the full 3-hour show that I post. Every Monday and Friday on Patreon, okay? If you want to get involved and get more content, more than just the free podcast, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Put me on probation. And what by probation, I mean, give me $5 or $10 and see if you like it. And if you don't, I'm not going to give you that money back, but you're only out that much. And then you cancel it, and you get the rest of the month, okay? But if you like it, you can either let it ride, BTO, or convert it to a yearly, and I'll give you 10% off, okay? $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. All there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. For those of you who've heard me say that a million times, thank you for putting up with me. If the rest of you are like, boy, man. But I kind of run out of shit to listen to. Maybe I should try it. Because let's be honest, 99% of the podcasts that are out there suck, okay? Mine is awesome, and it's awesome because of how humble I am. All right. Enjoy the Freeview of the Lost Zane Recordings.
As big as when Hulk Hogan teamed up with Andre the Giant. The Eric Zane Show in the morning and the huge show in the afternoon. Only on WBBL. Without a warning, it took my heart.
It took it, darling. It tore all apart. Hey, don't forget about the podcast. It's free for you. Tyler Doan working very hard on that. Thank you, Tyler. You can get it at WBBL.com. Anything at all you miss on the show, it's all there. Keep it in mind. Also on iTunes and Audio Boom, search Eric Zane Show. Hey,
our friends at Wood Meadow Dentistry. They're online at woodmeadowdentistry.com. Sponsoring the Eric Zane Show. If you need a dentist, keep them in mind. Or if you're looking to make a change, Wood Meadow Dentistry, online at woodmeadowdentistry.com. Hold that thought, Julius. I got to grab my script for Alan Bowes because we're going to finish the break with that. Thank you. So, Coach, boy, I wish I had pronounced this name appropriately. Coach Uzalak or Uzalak, I think it's Uzalak, from Benton Harbor, second year coach there. And this is, you know, a high school deal. Now, I'm not going to sit here and break down high school football. It's never been my wheelhouse. I don't care enough to sit there and just say.
Oh, you don't care about high school football either? You
just. I don't. Now, listen to me. You're already talking me into a corner. When I say that, I mean, I'm not sitting there like watching the frenzy or watching the blitz on one of the networks saying, give me the scores. I'm interested in it, but I don't care enough that I would follow the teams like, let's say, Bikita does or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Sure.
Are you thinking, are you saying I'm being hypocritical? Is that,
yeah, definitely.
It is not. My point I've always made during this entire conversation was that people go to the games because it's fun. That's all I've said.
You basically just said high school football sucks.
I did not do that. That is not true at all.
Okay.
I'm not. Why would I follow Benton Harbor football if I'm going to follow high school?
Whoa. What is that supposed to mean?
I'm going to, because it's far away from me. I would follow Jenison, Hudsonville, those two teams, even Granville. Because that's close to where I live. Damn it. Don't try to trick me and talk me into a corner. I won't fall for your ploy. But anyway, I am interested in this guy because he was, for the longest time, was coaching, you know, major college football as an assistant. Uzalak at Michigan. He also was a coach with the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. So for him to come to a high school, it's pretty good. They got a pretty good guy there. And
well traveled.
He coached with Schembechler, for God's sake, Bill Belichick. So this guy knows a thing or two about football, and he coached this team that hadn't had any success in recent years to a winning season last year, and they went to the playoffs, and it was a big story of the playoffs. The fact that they won a game was pretty cool. So they're back this year, and they did a big preview on Wood TV 8 last night. And in this clip, it's the coach talking. And also a star player who was badly hurt named Percy Brown. He hurt his knee. He won't play. So he's just kind of like a leadership off the field now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the other athletes look to him. Now, see if you can figure out the problem with this clip. Okay?
Okay.
Boys into young men.
Sign any user in was life.
That's Uzalak. You'll obviously be able to tell that's the coach.
Sure, you know, we got, you know, things just happen here that probably don't happen everywhere else, but it's tough. I mean, our, you know, it's just a tough deal, but, you know, our kids are trying hard.
Even harder yet to teach.
How you feeling?
But all the more important.
Tore my ACL, my LCL, and my meniscus.
To those who don't have football to fall back on.
I'm out for the season.
Percy Brown is a very good football player. He's the alpha male on the team. When he tells kids what to do, they do it. And so we lost that leadership factor along with a good football player.
Take away football, and that hope disguised in it disappears too.
I love football. I cried for like 3 days.
That's a big blow to him. There's no question.
Yeah, it's everything. Especially with the coach we got.
Football was his life. That was his sport.
I don't know. I just ain't never had no coach like him, you know?
I didn't even see that.
He cool.
What happened on the right?
And he cares. Proves it with his cell phone. He's called Brown every day. Filled his voicemail box in a phone that doesn't leave Brown's side.
Well, you know how Ben Harbor is, you know? How bad it is. He feel like if I ain't around a football team and I ain't trying to stay focused, that I'm going to just be out there just, you know, jacking off. So he feel like if I'm here.
Did you notice it? Did you pick it up?
Yes, I did.
What? The coach is going to check to make sure you're not bleeping off. Is that right?
Well, you know how Ben Harbor is, you know, how bad it is. He feel like if I ain't around a football team and I ain't trying to stay focused, that I'm going to just be out there just, you know, jacking off. So
maybe it means something different than when I was in high school. Because that meant something completely different in high school.
Tyler, did your coach ever ask you if you were, hey, are you working out or are you bleeping off?
No, and I guess I just don't really know how bad Ben Herber is.
That's usually what we did when the hot teacher dropped the pencil and she had to bend over to pick it up.
Is that I'm going to just be out
this
there.
This Jackson,
just,
I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh. I ain't trying to stay focused. That I'm going to just be out there just, you know, jacking off.
Hey, it's Coach. What are you doing right now? I'm just doing all of our coach. I just want to make sure you weren't bleeping off. You sure? You know how, like, when Notre Dame, they play like a champion today, the sign?
Yeah.
There's just no bleeping off today. There's an image of a hand.
Does it mean something else? Nope. If you type in that, it goes to xvideos.com.
No wonder why they turned the program around. Yeah. All those guys are pent up. They're playing some other team. Some guy from the other team. Like, man, that guy hit like a ton of bricks, man. That guy probably hasn't bleeped off in forever.
He watched all the game film from previous years. Like, all right, what can we change?
The coach is like, well, I notice. All right, now looking like we're pretty ready for this game because the last game you all had raging donors while you were on the field. Clearly, you haven't been bleeping off. That's the way I want it on this team.
I ain't trying to stay focused. That I'm gonna just be out there, just you know, jacking off.
So. And did no one catch that?
How is it that they?
Who edited this? I wonder.
Oh, don't say it. I don't want to get them in even more trouble than they're already in.
Well, they'll never. It doesn't say who like edits the videos.
Okay,
unless it's the person who reported on it.
Well, I imagine there might be a meeting at some point because A, it wasn't caught. B, it was on the news, and B, it's still up on the website.
What the hell was the kid?
I think that's three things, but I might have just said A, B, and B.
1, 2, and C. Well, what was the kid? Like, the kid was the one that said it. Kid, do you know what that means?
Yeah, he seemed to
said it so, you know. Well, yeah, you know, just
maybe he was.
Out.
Maybe he's just he was a good actor and he's trolling everybody.
I ain't trying to stay focused. That I'm gonna just be out there, just you know, jacking off.
Oh, good.
So no letdown there, right?
That no,
I front sold that appropriately when I said, "Man, you're gonna fall out of your chair when you hear this."
Usually, you ruin it. The tease.
Yeah, I do normally, but this one was okay. There was two or three listeners who saw this and immediately sent tweets to me saying, "You have got to get this audio ASAP." And then I said, what's going on? And then Pellerito had already lifted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually sent me the audio. Oh, wow. So there you go. My gosh. Looks like a fun football season.
I ain't trying to stay focused. That I'm going to just be out there just, you know, jacking off.
Ben Harper's going to the championship.
Yeah. With that type of...
No bleeping off. No bleeping that's off. That's their rally cry.
I like how we won't even say it. We're just playing the clip. All right, don't forget about Alan Bob's for hunting season. You need your... I know there was no easy transition there, but I do have to do it. We do have to keep making the world go around, and we need money. Alan Bob's for hunting season. Any type of bow, compound bow, crossbow, whatever you need, get them tuned at Allen Bob's. They've been the experts for more than 60 years taking care of you. Hunting season is right around the corner. You don't want to be out in the field and something goes wrong. You need your bows serviced by expert bow technicians like Merle behind the desk and all the others there. It's a nice family group, and they want to make sure that you, when you go out in the field, are safe and you have everything you need to catch that big buck coming up this season. Go to Allen Bob Sports. Check them out on South Division, just south of 28th Street. And they're online at allenbobs.com. When we come back, just when you thought we had escaped the Lochte deal, a couple other things have bubbled up. A, when it all went down, Al Roker went over the top crazy about Lochte. It's like he killed somebody. And it wasn't so much that he was doing it. I didn't care that he was doing it. He made Billy Bush very uncomfortable when they were talking about it.
Al Roker's become very confident since he lost all that fat.
Yes, yes. And Lochte has a new gig. He has a new endorser, believe it or not. And I think he's in trouble.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, so something has bubbled up out of Brazil. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. We're in the Mapeset.com bankruptcy studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today.
I ain't trying to stay focused, that I'm going to just be out there just, you know, jacking off.
Tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The Lost Zane Recordings Freeview is in the books. Thank you for your time and checking it out. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.